This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday, Election Day. Now, we've gotten a couple of texts saying there's been an update with this Guy Matlock and his condition over in Copenhagen.
Well, I know, but sometimes it's not. Okay.
So it was
sometimes,
on.
Sometimes I freak out because sometimes you don't turn it on.
I know.
Anyway, yeah. So I haven't looked because I haven't looked at my messages. I'm sure she's let me know. But Schmidel, will you call them and
We've got him.
Oh, you got him.
I've got him on the line here.
No way. All right.
I've got Payne on the line here.
Whoa.
We're going to talk to him right now. Now, Guy, let me explain real quick here. He and his wife went on a cruise. They were celebrating their anniversary. They got on the cruise and got out in the ocean and he got sick. They ended up in Copenhagen where they thought he had the flu. Then it turned into a very, very serious situation. And they thought that he possibly could die from this, okay?
Sepsis
and all kinds of stuff that was happening to his body. It was just literally shutting down. Well, he's in a hospital over there. Then the family's been trying to get him back to the U.S. so that he can get care from right here in Colorado. And it took $150,000, so they started a GoFundMe page. And that money had gotten to, the last we checked, was $147,000. So we were right there. Now, here's Payne, his son, to give us an update this morning. Good morning, Payne.
Morning, guys.
How's it going?
Good, yourself?
Great. We want an update. How's Dad doing?
Well, he is currently in Colorado in a bed.
Oh!
So that's the best news that we can have right now. We got Dad home.
When did that happen?
He got home late Sunday evening, and we took an ambulance ride, and we got him to the hospital, and they're just evaluating him, and hopefully getting him set on course to be in Craig Hospital.
Right, because that's the goal.
Man, does that change everything or what to have him back in the U.S. here in Colorado?
It's a big deal. My family's so happy. It's great to see him.
Yeah, I'm looking at the update now. I'm sorry, because I was out of town all weekend, but I'm looking at the update now, and I can see everybody so happy that he's on the airplane. They took pictures of him in the airplane and flying over. Now, I mean, you don't have to tell us, but was it a little more shocking, the shape he is in, than you thought it would be?
It's actually a lot better shape than where we had left him when we went to Denmark.
Okay,
so it was a big reliever, actually,
great,
to be able to see him. We didn't see him open up his eyes or look around or make any movements when we had left Denmark. So it was a night and day difference.
That's great, because I didn't even know you guys went over there to see him. So that is awesome, right?
Yep, it's great.
What is the prognosis? What are they kind of telling you? If you want to tell us, you don't have to share.
We really don't know right now. It's still just everything that we know from the doctors in Denmark. They got to still do the MRI here. We'll get a second opinion on the MRI and where he's going to be standing there, and physical therapy wise, and just rehab in general.
Yeah. And your mom gets to finally sleep in her own bed.
Yes, that's the best part. She said it's still a little hard right now, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys have come a long way
from
what this journey had started to be. You know, being over there in Copenhagen and touch-and-go situation and not knowing if you can get him home for any of the treatment, that is. But to be in this position right now, I mean, that's pretty good blessing for people that donated to you.
Yeah, and we appreciate every single donation. Yeah. It came a long way, and we still have a long journey. We're still going to keep the donations ahead because we don't know what kind of medical bills we're going to be looking at after this and taxes and everything. So
yeah, that makes sense.
We appreciate everything.
And now, is he able to recognize you? Do you feel like he can recognize you?
I think so. My mom thinks so. My wife, everybody that's really close with him thinks that he can recognize you. I talk to him, and when he hears my voice, he'll look for me.
Oh, that's awesome.
And, yep.
That is great.
Again, big strides, because at one point, none of this was occurring, right?
No, it was looking pretty bad for a while.
I'm so happy you have him home. That's such great news.
Unbelievable.
And I also want to just thank everybody that listened and donated, BJ and I and Carson and Schmidl, because we could see the numbers after we would talk to you on your GoFundMe, and they would go up. And so we appreciate everybody that bothered, you know?
Seriously.
Yep, absolutely. We appreciate everybody.
Payne, thank you for the update.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. Again, we're going to keep it at the top of our page. You can still donate to this awesome family. I mean, I know I've said this every time I talk to you, but people love your family. Like, love your family.
We appreciate it.
That's
really heartfelt and means a lot to us.
Sure it does. Thank you, Payne.
Thank you, Payne. We'll be thinking about it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right,
Can you imagine the joy, the relief, having him back in the United States, here in Colorado? What was it, Lakewood? Is that where they're from?
Yeah.
I think it was Lakewood, right?
Yeah.
But just to have them back here, you're stuck in Copenhagen in this condition and just, you know, having to raise all that money to get him back
here. And they don't speak English.
Finally getting it back here, you know?
Yeah.
Crazy, crazy story. All right, there you go. That's the update.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
But I have to be honest. I think I have it too.
What's that?
I'll try to share it. But on Psychology Today, which I follow, just because it has some interesting articles, it's they gave you a 3-minute ADHD test.
Yeah.
ADHD. And,
I think a lot of people have it then.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know about ADHD, though. I'm not a big believer in it. I'm not.
That's because you have it.
I just feel like it's something that's been concocted over the last several years.
You don't think that there are, like, little kids and yourself and myself that, like, can't focus on stuff?
Well, I think they've just put a label on hyperactive kids.
But I think this one is both of us. I'm always losing my keys, my wallet, or other important items. I mean, dude, I have, by the grace of God, gotten my phone out of two Ubers that they've come back and given it to me. We lost my phone. First, Kylie lost hers at the Cosmopolitan.
Oh, in Vegas.
Right, in Vegas. And then I left mine on the ledge while we were doing something at the Wynn. Ugh.
I think a phone's easy to forget, though.
It is
though.
So easy.
It's so easy to leave it behind.
Yeah.
I do it. My wife does it. She's not ADHD, but she does it all the time. She's always trying to find it in the house.
This one is definitely you. When someone asks me a question, I often start answering before they finish speaking.
No, I let you finish that. What you just said.
There's one. All right. I easily get frustrated or upset.
No.
I get so absorbed with what I'm looking at, I feel disconnected from the rest of the world.
I do. When I focus on something, I'm focused on it.
So. We could ask you a question. You have no idea what we said.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I don't think that's ADHD. I just focus, man.
No, that's ADHD because you're hyper-focused. Hyper-focus is another thing of ADHD.
Oh, shut up, Spadil. Yeah. Here comes the doctor.
You're right. Last break, he was a lawyer.
Yeah, he's a lawyer. Yeah. He's all of a sudden a psychologist.
Yeah. And the break
he can figure
that,
us out.
Remember, then he was a government official about the election.
Yeah. Don't you have a plane to catch?
Yeah, right?
At 12 o'clock.
All right.
Where are you going?
Orlando for the Paintball World Cup.
Whoa!
Yeah.
The Paintball World Cup?
Yeah.
This is big.
Wow.
This is big.
Did you guys get, like, new shirts and stuff?
We got new pants.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, new pants.
Yeah, new pants.
Are they, like, short shorts?
No, they just rip a lot when we're playing because you're sliding around and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
We got new pants.
New pants.
Did I tell you the UPS driver's got new socks?
Yeah, you did yesterday.
With the yellow stripes?
The yellow stripes on the side. Not a fan. Not a fan of them. All right. Anyway, so who do you take on first?
I have to look at the schedule, actually. Usually they change them around so much before the event that I don't pay attention to it till we land.
How many teams are in the...
There are 31 teams in our division.
Whoa.
31?
But there's 650 overall signed up for the whole event.
Wow.
Yeah. What is your name again? The Denver Dodgers or something
Denver
like that?
Denver Altitude.
Altitude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good name. It's not
Altitude?
Been used here. Yeah.
Yeah, it's original.
I think it's a pretty good name. Like, we used to be Colorado Sports. Blitz, but then we changed our name because the field that we played at, which was Blitz Paintball, closed their paintball fields, and now they just have Airsoft up there. Mm. So then we changed our name.
You should be the Aspens.
Aspens?
We thought about being the Evergreen Wild Salmon.
Aspen, but I'd be calling them the Aspens.
Good luck.
Thank you. Good luck.
Can we stream it or anything?
Yeah, I will be posting that on our Facebook page as well as what times we're playing.
All righty.
Yeah.
Okay, I have some good news. Apparently, NBC has yanked Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer out from underneath CBS.
What?
Yep. NBC now, for the first time in 5 decades, will have Rudolph the Red-Nosed Freaking Reindeer.
Get out of here.
Yep.
Sure. What a scoop.
It is a scoop, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it'll air on December the 6th, my birthday. Guess what I'll be doing? I'll be drunk watching Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
It's one of my favorite Christmas movies.
Happy birthday to me. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, it is mine too. Except for you realize how mean Santa is.
Yeah.
Santa's a jerk to Rudolph. Like, he's like, oh, my God, what is that? And then he takes that, like, coal or whatever and sticks it over.
He's no-shaming him.
Yeah, he was no-shaming him. And then he sticks that stuff over his nose and like, we'll have to cover it. And then he went to Clarice or whatever her name is, and the dad's like, your son's jacked up. He can't be on the team.
Is that what makes it your favorite?
No, it's horrible. It's sad. And you're like, you want to like help Rudolph and say, Santa, you're a jerk, man.
Yeah, but you guys just said it was your favorite.
It is.
It is our favorite because the story is that then Santa needs him.
It's got a good ending to it.
Beautiful but he's
so
ending.
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Yeah, I guess.
It's not PC.
And then Rudolph's like, oh, you need me now, do you, bitch?
Yeah, yeah.
Now you like my red nose, Santa.
Yeah, so it's a good story, that's all. I like it a lot. Anyway, so that'll be December 6th at 8 p.m. on NBC for the first time in 5 decades. I was looking at that how Garth Brooks is set to release another installment of his anthology series. Whatever happened to that lawsuit and that groping allegation?
Nothing.
Do you think that he paid her under the table to
go
away?
I have no idea. I don't know what exactly happened. I saw a story yesterday or day before yesterday that he was thinking about moving from the U.S.
Oh, God.
Over these allegations, but I don't know if that's even true. So I don't know.
I just haven't heard anything.
Nothing's moved forward.
Yeah, it just kind of went away. I mean, it was just really odd. I mean, because the allegations were pretty horrible. And then it's like we haven't heard about him.
Yeah, there hasn't been an update. So.
And I don't know where I stand with that story. I don't know if I believe him or if I believe her. I don't know. That's a tough one.
Mm. Well, you never want to think that a woman would, you know, false allegation it. But I have known women to do that. And unfortunately, my girlfriend, when I lived in L.A., she's like, I don't know what to do. My daughter accused a teacher of groping her. And then she told me later it never happened. I'm like, what you do is go to the school and make it right. Yeah. She's like, I can't. She'll be expelled.
Well, when it comes
when
it comes to celebrities and money, though, we see it quite a bit.
All the time.
A lot. So I don't know. I have no idea.
But then it's not fair to say, like, P. Diddy is a scum of the earth. But, Garth probably didn't. You know, just because he wears a cowboy belt.
Yeah, each one is its own individual accusation. But I don't know what to believe with this one because it was her hairdresser, right?
Correct.
Makeup person. And she claims they were at a hotel. I don't know. I don't know why it's coming out now.
And then she asked for more money and he said no. And then that's when supposedly these allegations happened. So, I don't know. All I know is it's gone away. It's just completely gone away. Retired Eagles NFL star Jason Kelce. I feel bad for this guy. Apologized during ESPN's pregame show Monday night after grabbing the phone of an unruly fan, spiking it to the ground before the Ohio State-Penn State game over the weekend. In a heated moment, then he was also, he said, the guy goes, "Your brothers," it's a derogatory name, and it was the F word. And so Jason wasn't thinking and said the name back to the guy three more times. Here's what he had to say.
You know, listen, I think everybody's seen on social media everything that took place this week. I'm not happy with anything that took place. I'm not proud of it. And, you know, in a heated moment, I chose to greet hate with hate. And I just don't think that that's a productive thing. I really don't. I don't think that, you know, it leads to discourse and it's the right way to go about things. In that moment, I fell down to a level that I shouldn't have. So I think the bottom line is, you know, I want to live my life. I try to live my life by the golden rule. That's what I've always been taught. I try to treat people with common decency and respect. And I'm going to keep doing that moving forward, even though I fell short this week. I'm going to do that moving forward and continue to do that.
So we'll see if this scars him at all. I forgive him, but you know, it'll be interesting to see if everybody forgives him.
The police are investigating this because of destruction of property, I think it is.
Yeah?
Yeah. You smashed that phone.
I did smash his phone. You son of a bitch. I'll take your phone.
I think a lot of people
would... call my brother her name!
I think a lot of people would react the way he reacted, though.
Yeah, somebody said it's also because he drinks a lot of beer and he wasn't thinking.
I mean, he does drink a lot.
He's carrying a 30 rack in that clip.
Well, oh,
he is?
Yeah.
Well, he just started endorsing that company, too.
Is that Garage Beer?
Yeah.
Well, they not only endorse it, it's their beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's their beer company. Sting and Jennifer Hudson are joining The Voice for season 26. They will serve as mega mentors in the new season, marking the first time two mega mentors have appeared in a single season. Sting will help celebrity coaches Snoop Dogg and Gwen Stefani, while Hudson will support Michael Bublé and Reba McEntire. You know, I was watching Morgan Wallen and how he at the very he got kind of far on The Voice and then he was just kicked to the curb.
Mm-hmm.
I bet it's like Shark Tank. They're like, oh my God, Morgan Wallen is like the biggest star of all time, and we like said, nope,
yeah,
not today. You just didn't see that one coming, right? And same way with Shark Tank, which I love that show too, and they turned down the Ring camera. I still can't believe that.
Yeah, that's a huge mistake.
They're like, no, you know, here's all these millionaires. Like, nobody needs to see who's at your door. Well, yeah, because you have security everywhere, and you have gates and stuff. Oh, my God, dumbasses. All right, and then finally, what do I have for you? Oh, this is weird. A Texas man is officially a Guinness Book of World Record holder. He has 1,308 pieces of memorabilia related to Selena. Remember her?
Yeah.
The pop star? What do you do with all that stuff? Like all that...
You pass it on to your kids. Like, I'm going to do the CDs. Yes.
My girlfriend, who I love so much, her name is Mia. And we've had her on the air before because she was in that tornado or whatever and didn't leave.
Yeah.
Her mom, Cheryl, just passed away. And she was the best woman. But her mom is a fashionista. And now Mia is trying to sell all of it on Facebook. And I mean, it is so many clothes with tags, shoes that have never been worn. And I said to her, oh my God, I'm going to donate all my stuff right now because this will have happened to my kid. Like, yeah. I have so many clothes with tags and things I've never worn. My kid will be like, I got another pair of Louboutin shoes she never wore.
$5.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nothing you'd ever want to keep.
Exactly.
You got to get rid of it.
Oh my God. All right. Anyway, I'm done. There you go.
DJ and Jamie.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you going to do? What you going to do when they come for you?
Why'd you do that?
What did I do what?
You made that body movement like, oh, no, here we go again.
No, I'm not allowed to say anything. I'll tell you why, because Carson put up a poll and you won.
What do you mean?
I mean, people said keep it.
It was a landslide.
It was a landslide.
Wait a minute, what poll?
A poll?
A poll.
Never mind.
What did it say?
Look at anything.
Would you be involved in this show and actually go on Facebook, our Facebook, our Instagram, and be involved in the show?
No, I don't go on Facebook. I don't like Facebook.
Well, I know, but it's our names on it. You might want to,
Screw it. Nah.
I love
not a big
people.
Deal. Not a big deal. Not a big deal. I got to get to lock up lunch, though, because that is a big deal. Oh, today is rush to flush.
What's that?
Tuesdays is always brand day. They serve brand in the breakfast so that the inmates can clear the system, if you know what I mean. We got this menu from a buddy of ours that's out at the prison. Well, he's not a buddy, really. He's just the guy that's in lockup. Inmate number 68444, his name is Nolan, and he wrote us and told us about the menu because we were kind of guessing what P. Diddy would be having.
Well, no, P. Diddy actually, his lawyer said that the worst part for him is the food.
Yeah, the food sucks.
Because he's used to, like, lobster and crab legs and stuff like caviar. And
according to our favorite inmate out there, he says these menus are synchronized across the country. So we know what Diddy's having for breakfast this morning. Here we go for a Tuesday. They're having bran flakes and coffee cakes for breakfast. Now, here's dinner. Lunch. Lunch sounds delicious. Chicken patty. Chicken patty.
That is like parts, isn't it?
Yeah. I feel like it is.
And if you're a vegetarian, I guess you get the tofu chicken patty.
I might want to go with that one.
Not the real chicken?
Yeah. Well, is it? I mean, like it's parts.
Yeah, that's a toss-up right there.
You mean the chicken patty, you think it's just parts?
Well, wouldn't they say chicken breast?
Patty. Yeah.
If it was like a chicken breast, wouldn't they say chicken? But the patty is suspect.
You got a point.
Yeah.
You do have a point there. I didn't put that together. Yeah. That's very clever. All right. Chicken, the no-flesh chicken that's tofu, that's also your option in case you're a vegetarian. Now, get this. Oh, you're going to love this. IKEA Swedish meatballs for dinner.
Whoa!
No way!
What?
Well, not IKEA, just Swedish meatballs.
I was like, they got, what?
Look here, you can see threw the IKEA in there to make it sound more delicious.
Yeah, I got excited. Right. Yeah.
My son loves those.
Swedish meatballs for dinner at the prison. Now, if you're not into the meatballs, which means vegetarian, then you are going to have to go with the, black bean burger.
Do they not do sides at the prison? Like, do you not get, like, fries
just
or anything?
Just get one thing, not even, like, broccoli on the side?
Yeah, like, no vegetables?
We have a budget.
I mean, they don't do fruit and vegetables?
I don't think so. Huh. I think that you're on your own there.
That seems
you got to grow your own in yourself.
Something.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, there you go.
Oh, that
there
was
you.
It? Oh.
I will tell you this. I can't wait to get to the assisted living menu because, man, this one's a good one. I mean, it's a really good one.
We all have dreams.
That's coming up next week, by the way. Yeah. Assisted living lunch. It even sounds good, doesn't it? Yeah. But they've got a good menu. The prison, I don't know.
Spadilla's kind of bitching about the assisted living.
Yeah, he was poo-pooing your
menu. He said it was all
soup.
Yeah, it was all soup. Every single day, soup, stew, soup,
stew. Well, there's soup, but there's a lot of delicious soft foods on here.
Like pudding? They got pudding on there?
And cheese soup?
Yeah.
Ew, what's cheese?
Well, there's some good stuff.
I don't know what cheese
soup is. Like broccoli cheddar?
Hey, don't give it all away. This is entertainment for next week, pal.
My bad.
All right, there you go.
Cheese soup? I gotta Google that.
Lock up lunch. What a feature.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna
do? So how much did I win the poll by?
Oh, it was a landslide.
Yeah,
it was.
Literally, I don't think there was a single person that said get rid of it.
No kidding.
Yeah, they love it.
Oh, I knew it. I knew you would. Wait till we get to assisted living lunch. You're going to like it even more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
BJ and Jamie.
So I just saw somebody on TV that's at one of the polling places, and they say it's really busy.
Oh, really?
Very busy today. Yeah.
And don't let that deter you. Please vote.
You're not seeing lines, which, you know, you'd have to stand in for 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah. I think Colorado makes it super easy to vote.
Yeah, I do, too.
Yeah.
I do, too.
Do a good
what
job.
Did they say? Like, half the people that are registered have already voted or something like that? It was 47 or 48%.
Oh, really?
Half. Yeah. Pretty much half.
Mail-in ballots are huge.
Pretty big. All right, we got to go. Everybody have a great day today. Enjoy. Get out and vote. And I think that's it. I think we're done.
We are.
I think we're done.
Okay.
All right, we'll see you back here tomorrow. You think we'll have a winner by tomorrow?
You know, that's an interesting question. Should we take bets?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say by tomorrow at 10, we still will not have a winner.
Okay. Oh, you're putting a timestamp. Okay.
Yeah.
I think by tomorrow at 10 a.m., I think we will have a winner, but it will be contested.
Okay.
Well, but I think a winner will be announced, but then the contesting will come along.
Okay. Wow. I don't think we're going to have a winner until Saturday.
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
Saturday.
100%. Because
Saturday?
Last election, it went to Saturday, so I'm going to guess it's going to go that again.
Really?
Yeah.
Not even a projected?
Yeah, I think we will. All right, Spadell, what do you think?
We can all have our opinion.
Yeah.
I don't think that we'll have like an official confirmed winner until next week.
Whoa!
And Carson make some dumb guesses.
Why?
They are allowed to make their own guesses.
That's a dumb guess.
Listen, I'm going based on last
election. When we tell people to guess, they can guess however they want.
That's a good guess.
It's a 50-50 basically right now. So,
it's so tight.
It's going to be tight. And they're going to have to recount. They're going to have to do all kinds of stuff.
Mine was a dumb guess.
Yeah.
You had
a dumb guess.
Yeah, dummy.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah. I like this game better.
This is the way I like to end the show, being called names and stuff. I think that's fun. I like this.
Moron.
Thank you. Keep it coming. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement is due.